interesting exercise also to listen to some of your favorite tracks and say, all right, I'm just going to listen for what ways are they building energy? And then you come up with a little list. It's like, okay, maybe I could use some of these too.
Those are nice.
Yeah, all right, let me start one, and I'm going to try to use some of those things, and we'll see how well it works. And I'm going to still pretend to be a bass player. It begins with a truck sound.
Thank you.
Flat Phrygian? Or the one with the
yeah,
flat
it was
second?
Kind of a, it could have been a bunch of different things, just depending
for a while
on
I thought
you
it was an E flat.
Yeah, kind of B flat Phrygian. I like Phrygian. Phrygian is just cool to improvise on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminded me of Siesta and Marcus Miller and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, okay.
And Phrygian.
Yeah.
I'm going for that.
Yeah, a lot of people like that one. I know Chick Corea really likes Phrygian too. Where does he use it? So many places, it's all come to me. In terms of the shape, I thought what we ended up with was pretty clear, actually.
It was quiet, loud, quiet. It was
yeah,
kinda...
it was kind of a, a mound.
Yeah,
so, and I thought that we used a bunch of different devices to kind of get there. First of all, it was in time, out of time. Dynamics help a lot. And drummers have a lot of control over that. And you shape things in a really kind of interesting way. I liked it. And then there was some stuff with articulation too. Especially when you went into the double time thing. I thought that was fun. I was kind of making everything a little more compressed. And then it thinned out again. And let's see what else happened there. And I don't have to do a play-by-play of every single thing that happened, but there were a lot of things that it felt like we were sensitive to, especially after talking about, what ways can we create energy. Be interesting to listen back and see what happened. But the point being that not that this is just going to help with free music, but all of these things, even though there are more parameters when you're improvising over chord changes, they're all things that you can have in the back of your head. So if I'm comping and I hear a soloist going, especially a horn player going into the upper register, that signals something to me about where they want their solo to go. And, likewise, if someone starts playing a bunch of double time stuff, I know either to lay out or to try to kind of create energy with them. It's just, keeping shape in mind is really important, and I don't think it gets talked about quite enough, because it's very much what do I play centered, especially if you're doing an improv class or something. It's not always how do you tell a story, which is what casual listeners are more attentive to. I mean, even someone who knows nothing about jazz can usually figure out if you have a sense of direction. Are kind of a group identity of, oh wow, they, it went up, it went down. Mm-hmm. There's just like a general aesthetic that comes in there. That's kind of important. So
I think we had a good example of that, actually. We experienced that when your group was playing and you were doing some of those.
Well, thanks. We try. I mean, we try to change it up as much as we can, because
there are some things like my wife was there.
It's hard.
They were experiencing that, not like from a jazz.
No, I mean, that's not...
There was just those textures that was just...
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It was original.
Some of those
way.
Tunes are written in a way, especially Mike's tunes, the sax player. They were written in a way that they kind of have a shape built in.
Wait, not that Mike was here.
Mike Caudill. He tries to, and that's something we talk about. As a group too, when we're rehearsing that stuff, it's just, all right, how is this going to be different than every other tune that's kind of written in this style?
Yeah.
Is it going to have a certain shape? And some of that has to do with the order of solos. For example, if you have the bass go first, usually it has somewhere to build after that, because you're kind of going